I'm Laura Harper Lake.
And I'm Sarah Reitzman, and you're listening to Creative Guts.
Hey, you darling dears. We're back with the 15th installment of Creative Catalogs.
If you're new here, welcome. These mini episodes are our opportunity to share the creative stuff that we can't stop talking about. Here's what the Creative Guts team is digging lately.
All right, my first pick is a freelance creative from New Delhi, India, whose name is Kumar Ananya. He goes by the handle at UNPLVN on Instagram. I stumbled across his page after seeing one of his digital collages, which had an outer space element that really caught my eye. Big surprise there, outer space. Kumar's digital collages evoke a retro-futuristic aesthetic with vintage images, mod color choices, and dynamic compositions, all presented in a uniquely surreal and visually pleasing way. His work makes me think musically almost, with dreamed-up collages that take me to another world, and often outer space. I am so impressed by his work, and it actually makes me want to play with digital collage, a medium I've never really explored. I have a feeling former Creative Guts guest Dirkish Delights and Matt Wyatt would particularly enjoy his work, as they have both worked in collage, digital and traditional. I highly encourage you to dive into the truly unique world at his Instagram at UNPLVN. My next choice is also visually stunning. After Sarah's impressive dive into fiber arts, it had definitely opened me up to the world of embroidery as an art form so much more. I am obsessed with sending her pieces I find on Instagram that touch me. Probably too much. She's probably sick of me by now. But she's often already aware of the artists that I'm sending her, since this is totally her world. But I still can't help it. And this one in particular, I think I've sent probably 100 times. Today, I want to share with you Catherine Marchenko, a Moscow-based artist who embroiders figures on tulle. I love the transparent nature of tulle, which only makes the threads she works with even more heightened and alive. This transparency seems to push her play with negative space, often isolating parts of the human form in such a unique way. Her colors and her line choices often lead to creating depth and value that make her pieces feel 3D. One in particular has two hands near each other, one with a collection of warm hues and one with a collection of darker hues, which she posted on May 23rd. It feels so real to me with such a fantastic and whimsical color palette. I don't feel I can adequately convey how cool her work is, so please do me a favor and go look at it right now. So you can check it out a couple ways. Her website is katemarchenko.com, and then just click on the English button up at the top. She's also on Instagram under at Catherine, C-A-T-H-R-I-N, underscore Marchenko, M-A-R-C-H-E-N-K-O. And she has an Etsy shop, Katrina Marchenko. Those are my picks for you folks. Sarah, what are you obsessed with these days?
Well, I'm going to kick today off by sharing another favorite embroiderer, Chromatomania, aka Victoria Richards. She's an embroiderer and nature lover inspired by the Devon countryside. Victoria creates primarily landscapes and aerial field views using embroidery, and every piece is just incredibly beautiful. She uses French knots to create shrubbery and trees and sheep, and she fills in the landscapes with grass or flowers or cornfields. Her work is a rustic, textured, rural dream. Go take a peek at Chromatomania on Etsy, etsy.com/shop/Chromatomania, and on Instagram, instagram.com/Chromata_mania. I also want to tell you about something that we've discovered pretty recently in a gallery far, far away. It's an online art gallery promoting artists from around the world. The group is a nonprofit whose mission is to share artists' work and stories. How neat is that? I hadn't heard of them until very recently when they promoted my co-host, Artful Harper Studios. They're amazingly tough to Google, given the similarity to a certain Star Wars quote. So let me give you the URLs. You can find In a Gallery Far, Far Away on Facebook. It's facebook.com/inagalleryfarfaraway. And on Instagram, where it's instagram.com/inagalleryfarfaraway.artcon. That's C-O-N. So that's all I have for today. So that wraps up today's installment of Creative Catalogs. We hope you found a new something that you love while you were listening along. Head on over to creativegutspodcast.com for links to all the great stuff we mentioned on today's episode and all of our other episodes of Creative Catalogs.
And we don't want to be the only ones sharing. We want to hear about your favorites too. Head on over to our Facebook page, Creative Guts Podcast, and share with us what is on your creative radar. Really, we want to know.
And special thank you, as always, to our friend Raphael Bastek, aka Bug, for the use of the background music.
And on that note,
show us your creative guts.
I don't even know how to say it.